Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast. On today's episode, I want to talk about the most popular social media platform and the fact that perhaps it may be banned very soon, or so they say. So we're talking about TikTok. And if you're not sure what TikTok is, you may have been sleeping or you may have been hiding under a rock. So TikTok, as we know, is available in over 150 countries. It has over 1 billion users. It's been downloaded over 210 million times just in the United States alone. And if you've been watching the congressional hearings, you've been hearing from the CEO of TikTok as he's been actually sharing a lot more information about how American US citizens are widely using TikTok. It's one of the most, you know, probably more so than the other platforms. And we know that Mark Zuckerberg and the Facebook folks have had their chance to, be asked a million questions as well in front of Congress. But now, you know, there's some other issues coming up where they're talking about data and privacy and maybe some risks behind that. But as we all know, once you're on these social media platforms, game off with your data privacy. Whether it's controlled or there's like rules and compliance that are trying to protect the individuals who use it, I still think there's always going to be some type of, there's an allowance and an agreement that goes into this, you know, you using these platforms. So as we know today, most of the demographic on TikTok is between the age of 13 and 60. So it really is like such a wide spectrum of a demographic, because if we look and compare to the other platforms, like a Facebook is a 55 plus demographic, you know, Twitter is a different culture and demographic, and Pinterest is a different culture and demographic, different audiences for each of these platforms and different age brackets for all of them, including Snapchat. You know, Snapchat was leading the way back in the day. I mean, they still are in the 13 plus category, because there's a lot of, vanishing mode type streaking interaction, as they call it, on Snapchat, which is a little bit more appealing to the teenage crowd for use. But the purpose of kind of talking about TikTok potentially being banned in the US on my episode right now is to actually speak more about diversifying your strategy for social media if you own a brand, if you are a brand, or if you own a business. So, you know, it's really talking more about diversifying your digital media presence across all of the different social media platforms that are available, which are not banned yet. So you have Facebook, you have Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, and those seem to be, as of right now, okay. So it's important to make sure that as a brand or as a business, you're really looking at the full ecosystem, the digital media ecosystem for your brand. What I will say, and it's something I haven't really talked about in like a full kind of conversation, is really getting back to the basics of how you're building your digital media presence. And that means going back and talking about your website. So as social media was developing around 2008, 2009, don't get me wrong. I mean, social media is what I love, and it's, you know, what my career has mostly been in is inside of social media. But inside of that is the full digital ecosystem, as we call it. And the web really serves as the first place. It's the hub. Social media should always push to the web. Always. That is the full strategy anyway, in any business you're in, any industry. There's a whole formula behind, you know, making this strategy work for social media, where you're definitely diversified across the social media platforms. And what you're trying to do is gain followers on all of these platforms, because ultimately the calls to action that you're producing, that you're building, that you're almost like training behaviorally to your audience or to your network, whoever, you know, whoever and whatever your network is, depending on your business or if you're a personal brand, that always translates to a lead. So social media is valuable. Social media can be, you know, as we say, the return on the investment. The data is there about how social media converts. You know, there are formulas for, you know, for every one follower, it could convert, could convert to some type of conversion, which, you know, translates to a sale, translates to attendance, translates to someone having awareness of your business, where perhaps you're a nonprofit, then they see the work you're doing, they donate. There is a formula for all of that. So the main goal of talking about this potential ban on TikTok is to really talk about how we can get better at diversifying your digital media presence. And that really means, like, let's take a step back and go back to our website. Yes, social media is your entrance. It's like the digital doorway. You know, back in the day, we were using that as like a buzz term, you know, like the digital doorway for any business. You know, it's a digital storefront, which is true because it gives you more arms. It's like the octopus. It reaches out to more people. And that's actually a metric, reach. You know, like, I'm sure you've seen it on something, either on your Facebook page or Insights somewhere, but it's called reach. So think of it as like the octopus. It reaches out to different audiences, different consumers. You know, it gives you more legs to really like get in those places and conversations where people are talking. And so you really have to be present. And that's why you have to be present on the different platforms, because each of those platforms are like going to a party. So like, if you're not at the party and people are talking about you, you're not going to know what's being said. So that's why you really have to make sure that you have a very organic and strategic digital presence strategy in place in order to be in all those spaces and places. So you're not missing anything. You're not missing what people are saying. You're not missing. You are present. Also, being present on all of those platforms is very important. So like, if you had an audience, like if you're a brand or some type of retail business and, you know, your main business is like 13 to 14 or 15, you know, you definitely have to be on TikTok. There's so much diversity inside of TikTok, which is why so many people are on it, which is why it's so popular. The metrics are so high, is because it's actually appealing to so many people in different industries. I mean, it does appeal to people inside of government. It's like a recruiting tool. It's a, you know, it's an education tool. It's a healthcare tool. There's so many physicians and doctors and physicians and, you know, just anyone clinical inside of that space also utilizing TikTok. And it's actually very educational. You know, I mean, obviously you have to exercise your own common sense, because there's a ton of crazy stuff inside a lot of those videos, because people can create whatever they want. And that's part of the problem. So, you know, you have to exercise some kind of common sense to make sure you're not consuming anything weird. And that's how you bypass the videos. But this is why TikTok is so popular. You know, they're afraid that they're collecting so much data on so many people because so many people are on the platform. And now you have so many influencers. There's so much money being made on TikTok. That's also, you know, it's so interesting because you have so many influencers out there like making so much money on TikTok with these brand deals. And, you know, I see all of them. This is how you're introduced to new products. This is how you're, you know, it's like the ultimate word of mouth, but it's like digital. You know, it's like this TV in your hand that's, you know, this commercial that's being served up to you. So it's extremely valuable. And a lot of money is being made on TikTok. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if it does get banned. I mean, if this really is a real reason because of data and data privacy compliance and rules and things that they're talking about. But at the same time, I don't know. The United States is known for being, you know, like, we're entrepreneurs, capitalism rules. So I'm wondering if they're going to try and shift the ownership over and then you know, let people still make money. There's so many people making great money right now on TikTok. And those are the, you know, the bigger influencers are killing it. So again, you know, the main reason to kind of talk about this like new topic that has emerged, I mean, this has been going on for a couple of years since the last president, and he's been talking about the ban, and it was more so about data privacy, you know, some type of security issues that we probably know nothing about. You know, we only know these like surface conversations and what you're seeing with these congressional hearings. But the main reason to talk about it is to talk about really not putting all of your eggs in one basket. It's about diversifying your digital media presence. So this gives us a chance to actually look at holistically what that ecosystem is, current ecosystem is for your brand or your business or your personal brand. So that means let's get back to our websites. Where's our website? What's on your website? Is your website current? Are you speaking to your customers and audience the same way you're speaking to them on social media? Are you updating social media first before you update your website? It's a good time to start looking at that holistically, because really your website should reflect up-to-date information and up-to-date whatever it is that you're promoting or whatever it is that you're selling, or just whatever the awareness strategic messaging is, should all match, and web should be updated. You know, I would say not as much as social media, but it definitely should be updated, you know, as much as possible. So in looking at those metrics again, the reasons why you want to make sure you're diversifying your digital media presence across these different social media platforms is because we want to make sure that when we're looking at the metrics, as I mentioned, reach, which is, you know, each platform has a different user base and algorithms, which can affect the actual reach. So by being present on all of those platforms, you can actually increase your chance of a wider audience, which who doesn't want more customers? Who doesn't want a more audience? You know, that is the purpose of why you're going to invest your time and effort and strategy into social media. The next thing is engagement. I mean, each platform has its own unique features, and some of them may resonate better with your audience than others, but diversifying your presence allows you to experiment with different content types and formats. So this way you can actually engage with your audience. The next thing is actually, you know, we're talking about like the risk in kind of having all of your eggs in one basket. So like you need to mitigate that risk. So when you're relying solely on one platform, that can expose you to risks because the algorithm changes. There's, you know, new rules that come up. There's potential shutdown. So by having presence on multiple platforms, you're getting rid of those risks by saying like, okay, well, we have all our content here, but we also have a double up of the content on YouTube, which is a little bit longer form. You have shorts component. This could drive a lot of people now, if TikTok does get banned, it could drive a lot of people in that direction because that's actually, you know, very compatible from a short form video perspective. Now you have YouTube shorts, which perform really well and are used for awareness and really bringing people in for longer form content. And as we're talking about business and brands, it's actually branding. So each platform has its own brand identity, and having a presence on those different platforms allows you to establish a consistent brand image. And, you know, this is where, you know, behaviorally, we were talking about like the psychology of branding. If you're in all of these places and it's very consistent, you know, and someone has like the brand familiarity factor, someone is more likely to buy your product or engage with you because they're used to you. They're used to seeing your brand. They're used to seeing your logo. They're used to seeing that you're very consistent across all of these platforms. So overall, you know, as we're talking about this potential TikTok ban, diversifying your digital media presence across all of these different social platforms can really help you increase your reach, engagement. It gets rid of some of those risks of, again, having all of your eggs in one basket. And it really could establish a consistent brand identity for you. So even though it's sad, TikTok is great. I think it's an excellent platform. You know, I've developed different strategies for different brands I've also worked with, and it's performing as one of the top platforms. I'm sure they'll find some type of middle ground for it. But in the meantime, I would look at your entire digital ecosystem and look at what it is you're doing between your website and then the other platforms that you should invest in if you're not already on the rest of them. And I think that will help everyone in the long run. And I think it also like lessens the stress if you're leading the charge for your brand for content. It's important to really make sure that you can speak to the other platforms as your quote unquote digital doorway, because you definitely don't want to get caught you definitely don't want to get caught just being on one platform and then everything goes up in smoke. It's the last thing you want, because then that means you're out of everything. And then you got to go back to basics and start all over again. So I hope this was helpful. Again, this is a conversation around diversifying your digital media presence. And the catalyst for this conversation is relating to this potential TikTok ban. If you have any thoughts, conversations, feedback about this, leave me a comment or go on iTunes and actually leave me a review. That would be wonderful. And or you can email me at margaret@margaretfontana.com. I'll talk to you soon.